On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Haggers.
Here he is, Haggers.
Now you throw me. Where am I going to go
Nick
to
Nat
from
first.
Here? Look, Nick Nat Newey, the thing is with Nick Nat Newey, out of Friday night, we knew he had an ankle problem, and then it evolved yesterday that it's a very serious one. And this is a horrid injury for him too, because he won't be able to do much running recovery work. So whether it's 6 weeks or whether it turns into 16, he's in a massive race to be ready for the finals, because he won't be able to get any body of work with this type of injury. He's off his feet for probably 8 weeks. So the thing we have to turn to now, and again, this time last year, remember it was after round 17 last year when we discussed, you know, can West Coast win the flag without Nick Nat Newey, because he'd gone down against Collingwood in round 17 last year. And I remember saying, well, I didn't think they were in serious premiership contention before they lost him. But they did have terrific backup in the likes last year, I reckon, of Vardy and Lysett. And Vardy had been brought in as particular backup to Nick Nat Newey, because we knew Nick might not get through the season because he was back after his previous knee trouble. And Lysett was in terrific form, had a good final series for mine. They did have backup. This year, the backup is Tom Hickey and maybe a pinch-hitting ruckman in Oscar Allen. Or do they go to Keegan Brooksby? Bailey Williams is a 19-year-old kid. He's only a development player. I don't think so. So, and we know for the last 3 weeks, Adam Simpson has been saying publicly, we are a better team. We're a different team with Nick Nat Newey leading our ruck.
Yeah.
So I think it's a confession that there's major concerns there. And they're run home now. I mean, Melbourne against Max Gawn up in Alice Springs. North Melbourne, Carlton. Should win both of those here and then away. Adelaide, Richmond, Hawthorn. All of them vying for spots in the top eight and top four.
Those last three are tricky as well, aren't they?
Yeah. So it's going to be a tough gig to get them home. And the massive fallout. It throws on top of a lengthening injury concerns for West Coast also. Nat Newey, long-term out, probably gone for the season. Let's accept that. He's gone for the season. Cripps, groin, 4 to 6 weeks. Liam Ryan, a knee. We'll find out today how bad it is. He could well miss this week. Liam Duggan, 4 weeks with his ankle. Same sort of injury as Nick Nat Newey. Mark Hutchings, another 2 weeks with his hamstring. Nathan Vardy, at least another 2 weeks. They're all players that you would think at a pinch with injuries that they would probably be available to go in. So some concerns there.
What's happening with
Jesse Hogan? It'll grow today. I think it becomes a big question today. Is Jesse Hogan going to make a play to be available to play against Sydney on Saturday night? We said, you know, a month ago he was a 3 or 4 week injury with that foot problem. It's 4 weeks this week, so he's probably available to push for selection. But on top of that, if he does become available, another issue is the form of Cam McCarthy. Now, I've been saying and watching him, in terms of his contract? Watch for a confirmation that I think he's got a contract. Mm-hmm. I think he's been given at least a year with some stipulations and some triggers into next year. But I think that's an assurity
good
for
kick.
Him. He's a good kick. It's hard to get the ball when you're in front of the way the ball's delivered from Fremantle, from their good midfield. If he gets it, Stephen. And once again, you're looking after your boys down there. Nathan Fife for shoulder and ribs troubles.
You're picking for the eight.
Reece Conker, an ankle trouble. And Rory Lobb with a left shoulder problem, dislocated right finger. They're all issues that Fremantle will have to resolve today and into the next day or so. Because I think if they're okay and looking okay and use the ball better, Millsy, they might be able to beat Sydney.
Harley Bennell is gone from Fremantle. That was announced formally yesterday. Surely no one. He says, I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Surely no other club
you're
will take
guessing,
a punt.
I'm going to try and help you here. Controversial Fremantle import. Harley Bennell is tipped to get an AFL lifeline.
You're joking.
In Victoria. Please. One medical officer at an AFL club and his surgeon believe that some surgery could help Harley. Surgery behind the right knee frees up things. 8 week recovery, back in full training. Someone in Melbourne in the AFL system is looking at it.
Why didn't that surgeon ring Freo?
Why didn't Fremantle pay more attention to that advice?
Really? Surely.
A lot going on at Coburn. Big news tomorrow for you boys.
All right. Thank you, Haggard. You don't want to give it. We've got 10 seconds.
No, I don't want to see it on Channel 7 News tonight.
Fair enough, Hags. It's 8 o'clock. Coming up, Peter Ford with news of Ben Cousins.